The next days were filled with danger and hard work. Once they left the shelter of the ice pack, the violence of the open ocean met them like a hurricane. Waves broke over the tiny, crowded lifeboats, and howling winds and sleet lashed the men's faces. The temperature sank. The men could hear ice crackling on their clothes and on the sails that now filled with wind. Sleep was out of the question. They were low on drinking water and short on food. The men were beginning to break. Shackleton feared that the boats would become separated or that some of the men would die of exhaustion. But ahead of them, somewhere, lay a tiny, rocky islet called Elephant Island. If they could make that, they would be able to rest. At the limit of their strength, the men saw Elephant Island between tattered rags of mist. They had been in the boats for 7 days, climbing giant waves, trying to keep from freezing. 7 days with little sleep, little food, no water. When at last they landed, the men fell to their knees on the shore, weeping and laughing. It was the first time in almost a year and a half that they had stood on solid ground. Elephant Island was solid ground, but it was also uninhabited, and winter was approaching. They would not just wait for a ship to come along and rescue them. It might never happen.